bed bugs now. Bed bugs lurk in the nooks and crannies around your bed, and when night falls, they creep out and they use smell and temperature to track you down and to drink your blood. And the bites they leave behind are large, they're red, and they are intensely itchy. Nearly eradicated half a century ago, these pests are making a comeback, though, and a very serious nuisance of themselves, so much so that more than 100 researchers across the globe have now collaborated to sequence the genetic code of the bedbug in the hopes of finding a way to control them. Felicity Bedford spoke with the lead author, Joshua Benoit.
Here in the US, we have a common saying, don't let the bedbugs bite. So we'll say that, and most people didn't even know what bedbugs were. But here, I mean, the number of bedbugs that are found is increasing pretty much every year since 2000. So people would use a lot of pyrethroids and other pesticides, but now these bedbug populations are showing thousands to tens of thousands fold resistance to these chemicals. So they're becoming more prevalent. And for a long time, say in large cities like London, New York, they weren't really endemic. So people would travel away and then bring them back. But now there's almost endemic populations of bedbugs present within all these cities.
Is this just a case of changing the type of pesticide that we use? Why are you investigating the genetics exactly?
We've almost run the course of every single pesticide that is actually available to use. And what our goal with the genome is to actually begin to start seeing if we can maybe find some sort of novel target, either some sort of gene or some sort of interference that can be new. And hopefully bedbugs won't have resistance to this, at least for a few years, so you can begin to control this exploding population of bedbugs.
Was this project solely about finding out how they've evolved to resist these pesticides, or is there more to it than that?
No, there's actually more to it. That bedbugs are actually interesting biologically a little bit too. The first thing is they feed solely on blood. They have all these novel adaptations, and we want to look at those. Their sensing, like their odorant receptors, are adapted to finding vertebrate hosts. The second one is their mating style is very unique. So they mate by a process called traumatic insemination. The mating process involves a lot of conflict between male and the female. And for this, the male actually end up piercing the underside of the female through a special organ and then depositing the sperm into her abdomen rather than through the reproductive tract like a lot of other insects. And so we looked at some of the genes potentially involved in this topic.
So at this stage, what you've got is you've got a genome and you've decided these are the interesting bits. These are the genes that we need to be looking at because we know that they're involved in the really interesting biology. And moving forward from here, there's a lot more research to do. What is the next step?
So the idea is to potentially look at them and how populations of bedbugs move throughout areas and using the genome as a resource to analyze that. But then also what they want to do as well is they want to begin to see if we can take the genome and look for potentially novel bedbug-specific genes that are critical to their survival and then hopefully find chemical targets that we can actually then use to control the bedbugs.
And sincere apologies to anyone who's now feeling the intense urge to scratch like we are. That was Joshua Benoit from the University of Cincinnati. He was speaking with Felicity Bedford, and his bedbug genome study was published this week in the journal Nature.